We are on Daf of Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Ravuna, Omar Rav, Shloisho Sheyoshvu Lekayim Es Hashtav. There were three Dayonim that sat down together to be Mekayim Hashtav. Vikoro irer al echod mehem. Shuhu posel, Rashi says. And an irer came out on one of the dayonim that he's posel. And as the suya, he's a posel to be a dayon. Why we'll see as the suya progresses. Ad shelei chosmu. So before the two dayonim had chasmet, me'idim olov, so they can say edis on him that he's kosher, v'choisem, and then he chasmes and they chasmet, no one chasmet yet, but their edis will help to be machsher him. Mishachosmu. But if they chasmed already, ein me'idim olov v'choisim. But if they chasmed already, then they can't say edis, or then their edis will not help to be machshel this third day. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ad shelei chosmu ashnei dayonim al ha'ashrese, mi'idin al zeh shehu kosher. So they can say edis that he's kosher. Misha chosmu havelu noigim beedis. But after they chasmed already, so they're noigim beedis, shegnai lahem sheyoshvu imposel bedin. Signai for them that they sat together with apostle. So therefore, is that what they're saying, Edis, at this third dying? Let us be Megashim Dinyan. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three Dayonim. And an era came on Levi that he's apostle of dying. So after they chasmed already, then they geya be'edis. To say that Levi is a kosher, what's their negia? Shegnai lohem sheyoshvu imposel bedin. It's a gnai that they sat together with apostle, so therefore they had a negia to say that he's kosher. A negia is posel eidis, and we'll see from Rashi it seems it's posel chshash meshaker. If a person is an egia, so he's choshed l'shaka, so we can't believe them. That what they're saying, that Levi is a kosher edayim, because they have an egia to say that he's a kosher edayim. Now, before we go further in the sugya, I'd like to understand what this negia is. The Meiri says, Shegnai lohem, mishachosmu, no, it says like this, it says, mishachosmu ein me'idin olov. So the Meiri says, mishachosmu imoy. That means he also had chasmet. That means all three had chasmet. Shegnayu lohem litztarif imapsulim. That it's a gnai that they were mitzvah. So that's very understandable. That means if all three Edom chasmet, and now later we hear that there's an iro, that others say one of these dayonim was posel, so it's a gnai for them that they were in a bezdin together with a posel of dayim. So Mamel, they have an agiyah to say that he's kosher. So the Meiri says, Mishachosmu imoy. The Rosh, when he brings down the Loshon of our Gemara, Shegnai hu lohem kishechosmu im apostle. That they chasmu together with apostle. Now the Magi and the Meiri is medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, it would seem. Shegnai lohem sheyoshvu im apostle bedin. So he wants to be medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, that they didn't chasmu with him, they just sat together with apostle. Now, let us see the Taisvus Rid. The Taisvus Rid, the two lines from the bottom. Omar Rababa Mavuna Marav Gimu Sheyoshvu Lekayim Es Ashtar V'koro Iror Alechad Mehem Ad Shelo Yichosmu Peirish Hashnayim Al Ashrisa before they chasmit Me'idem Olo. Before they chasmid, they can say Eidus. Perish alze shehu kosher. That he's kosher v'choisem. And he could chasmid. He said they can kasher him and he's roi lachtoim. Mishachosmo ein me'idem olo v'choisem. Perish. Kivin shechosmo ein neugen be'edish.
So the first pshat is very good. They chasmed already. And now if he's posel, so comes out the whole chsim is bottle. You have to make a new ashras and a new yeshiva's bezden. So my male, they have a negia to be machshem this third day. Then he says, "V'gam gnayu lehem sheyimru." People say, "Im apostle chosmu." So again, from the Taisus Rid, we see klo that mishachosmu it means that they chasmet together with him. That means all three chasmet together. Luli de mistafin, I would say Rashi also learned like this because I don't understand differently. That means if it's only speaking about only these two chasmet, so where is there a gnai sheyoshvu imposel bedin? Aces, unless, aces, because they'll have to lemaisa aces, they'll have to write it over again, so it'll become this bara that, I mean, I don't know how shegnam sheyoshvu imposel bedin. Because these chsimis will be posel. So memele, so why will these chsimis lift and make a new ashras in? And the first chsimis will be posel. Why is it posel? Sheyoshvu in posel within. So it could be according to Rashi that alone is also sufficient. Even though they didn't chasme with the third one. Al koponim, we have here a memre, and we're learning about the Gemara, the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that we have there three dayonim that sat down to write a hempik, to write an ashrase, and then there was an iro on one of the dayonim. So Rav said, the first two dayonim Kozman, they didn't chasmer, so they're not noigim be'edis, so they can be machsher, the third dayan. When they chasmer, they're ready, so they're ready in a geya be'edis, so they can't be machsher, the third dayan. Fine. But now the Gemara wants to understand what is the case talking about, what was the iror, and how are they machsher. So the Gemara says, Iror demai. What kind of Iror was there? He Iror de gazlanuse. If two Edom said that this third Dayan is a gazlan, treye treinino. So it's treye trei. Ki omri loy gozal. Afilu, these two Dayonim said that he never stole. is havelu treyu trey, v'loy miskashe bohochi. So he won't become kosher. The kaim alon lekamon bepilkin and iru poches mishtaim. That's ichor. If there was an iru, so iru means there was at least two edim that said that he was possible to be a dayim. So they're saying, and so if the pasulus was that they said he was a gazlin, so ad sheloi chosmu, so you tell me there's no shashnei geya, so they're neman, how are they neman? It's trey yitrei. Let us see the Tosfos read. He elaborates a little bit more on this sugya. Ve'iro demai. I iro de gazlonus treye treinino, perish. Va acheloi chosmu, amai meidim. You're telling me that before they chasme, they could be made and they could be machsher. Va chosem. Amai meidim. Va hein iro poches mi beis. If there was an iro, so sicher there were two eidim. She ein mashkichem bedivrei hayochi. So kochoch, if it says there was an iru, so kochoch, there was two edim that says that he was posel. V'kivin shebeis oimrim gazlanu, ve'elu oimrim sheloi gozal, havelei trei etrei. And now the Tosfos read is moise, v'chol trei etrei, havelei sveike d'iraise, trei etrei don't stel am chazoke. Ubisveike die Reisele im Rinnele ki Gavre cheskose, ken im Rinnele kamon bepilke. Vekiven do idne i toikem besofi gazlem, so if it's speaking about that the poislem, the ma'arerim say is a gazlem, and all these two dayonim can say, filo before they have an egiye, that he's not a gazlem, is heichi machteminelei, so how could you use them for a dying? Umavkinin momoina apumei, and you could use this ashra said to be moitzi momen from the loive. Avo pishe loi chosma loi yuchlu lahashirei, lahashirei. I feel that they didn't chosma, they're not noigei, they're kosherei this. But they still can't be machsherim, it's trei trei. The Tosfos read is Moisev in Trei Trei Sveike Die Reis. Iyirer de Pgam Mishpoche Gili Milse Baal Mehu. Now before we see Rashi, let us see the Tosfos read. So the Tosfos read says as follows. Viyiru de Pgam Mishpoche Gili Milse Baal Mehu. Vafilu Misha Chosmu is also Meidim. Now, and if it's an Iru of Gamish Boche, some Meile, Afilu then Noigim Beidis, they also should be Nemo. Now, what is this speaking about? Perish Iru de Pagamish Boche. What is the Taich Pagamish Boche? She'elu Hashnayim Shabol Paisloi. Leheidu olav edis brure. They never said a klore edis that he's apostle of dying. Eloheidu, they said edis shebemishpachtoi nitma shom eved shuhu apostle edis. He says the iru was that in his mishpache there was oisgemisht. There was Nisarev and Evet Shu Posolaitis and that Mishpoche. V'chol HaMishpoche Hein Becheska Shu Sofik Posol. So that means if we know in the Kol Mishpoche there became Nisarev and Evet, that's what they're saying, Eidis. We don't know Klor, which they did this, was how this, but upon them we know, that's what they're saying, hey, this, in this Mishpoche, they became this Arev, Evet. V'chol ha-Mishpoche hein becheska shehu sofik posel. So, Mamela, now on the whole Mishpoche, there's a pgam, There's a suffix on each one. Maybe this is a descendant from the Eved. Shema mizera oisai Eved noilad. Maybe this person is a descendant of that Eved. So memele. So that was, so it's very meduyik. Iro de pgam mishpoche. That means they were, they say there's a chasorim in the mishpoche. They're not saying directly on this dayan that he's an eved, but they're saying this dayan comes from a mishpoche, that there's a pgam in that mishpoche, because there was nitma an eved in that mishpoche. And what are the two dayanim saying? Ve'elu me'idim, sheze einoi minamisupokim. No? That's right. In the Kon Mishpoche, there's a suffix, Nechelik of the Mishpoche, maybe there's Zera Avodim. But this person is not from the Mishpokim. The Borilon, Shemiyichus Kashchesubo, because we know, we know his father and his grandfather, Klo, they were Klo, Ksherim. They're not makrish the edim. Elomaitziim ezem misofik posul. Shloyim misupi kishal kol b'nei mishpocha. There's no makrosh over here. V'zehu gili milse. So if they're being mevarer, they're saying that's true in the Kon Mishpoche, there are many of the grandchildren, which you can clear, maybe they are avodim. But this dayin, we say, on him there's no suffix whatsoever, because on him, we know that the father and the grandfather, we know that him, Zicha, he's not a descendant from an Evik. So my mail is was, Fizelhu Gilui Milsim Sheyoche Lehizbara Al Piacherim. This is something that can become Mevur Al Piacherim. Shenivdek Achav Yizbara Im Noilad Minaksherim and Minapsulim. This can become Nizbara. Ube Milse Da Ovid Ligluye Loi Meshakri In Sheim. And something that can become this barrel, so memele, so then a person is not choshed l'shake, behilka, af al pi shechosmu, v'hein noigim be'edis, nemonim, de be'eze edis einem nemonim, bedovish lo yuchali his nuchal his bari de'echerim, kim al piyem, kidel kamon, Shemidin Shasta Chuva, Shemakirin Chuvasa Elohim. We'll see later what he's speaking about. Avo Yichasa Odom, Dohu Milse, Dohovid Legluya Piachem. This could be Nizbarer. Ava Pishahem Noigim Beidusom, Nemoneme. So the Taisvis Ridlins Pshat and the Gemoris Kashe. That the Gemara asks Memonavshach, if the psulas are psul gazlonis, and they're being makrish, they're saying he wasn't a gazlon, so then I feel that they're not noigim beidis, they're still not nemon, because it's treyetrei, and he throws in a vote treyetrei sveike dirais, so it won't help the raiders. And if it's a psul that is no chesorin of treyetrei, and what kind of psul is that? I was nisare voise mishpocha nevet. And they're not saying kineged the edim that are made on the nitpa be mishpocha. They're just saying that this dayin is not from the mishpokim. So this is a milsid, so that's why there's no chason of treyetrei. So if there's no chason of treyetrei to be mevarer, his yichis, so there's no chesaron of shash meshaker also. Because by a milse, David eligluya is not choshed l'shaker. So even though noigim are choshed l'shaker, that's dafke if you're only seimech on their edis. But here we're not seimech on their edis. Before we see Rashi's pshat, let's just finish the Gemara. Lo'oy l'may melach iro de gazla nusa. It's speaking about that the two Edim that passed say he was a gazlan. The Komri hani yodinim beida oved tshuve. But they're saying, we know he did tshuve, he was meshev the gzela. So memela, so here it's not reyetrei. And not being makrish the iru, they're saying, but that's true, he was a gazlan, but he did tshuve, he was meshev the gzela. So Memela, so now it's very good, this member of Rav. So if he's not a Negeya, babe, this actually Chosmo, he's not a Negeya, there's no Negeyas to say that he's a kosher Adayim. So then Lemaise, he's Nemon to say that he's a kosher Adayim, that he did Shuva, that he was Meshav the Gzela. Misha Chosmo, he's a Negeya. So if he's a Negeya, so now you want to be Semech on his Namon, it's a Negeya, it's Choshed L'Shaker. That is how, that is the Maskonis HaGemore. Let us just see the Taisus read on the Maskonis HaGemore, and then we'll come to Rashi. Loila mira de gazlanusa, de komre hani yadine bei da osa tshuve, sherzer asakzeila. Ve ein kan mishum akroshe. There's no akroshe over here, so there's no trey. Hil karat shaloi chosmo midin olo, v'choysem misha chosmo, shein noigim beidis, ami idim olo, v'choysem. So then, when they noigim, so they can't be meyed on him anymore. Now let us see Rashi. Before we see Rashi, I have a shtickel ha'ore on the Taisus read, which I would like to mention. The Taisus Rit said that the Ma'arim had said that was Nitmo and Eved in the Mishpoche, and we're afraid maybe he's from the descendants of that Eved. Shema Mizera Oisoi Eved Noilad. So Lachayre, if the whole psul in the Mishpoche was that there was an Eved that was Nitma in the Mishpoche. So you have a Yiddish Mishpoche that there's an Eved that was Nitma. And who did he marry? He married a Bas Yisrael. So La Locha we paskin, Akum ve'Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael Havlad Kosher. In Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simin Dalet Sif Yutes, it says Akum ve'Eved Shebo Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher Upogum Lekune. He's a Yidin, he's not a Mamzes Kosher Lekol Upogum Lekune. So I didn't understand. So what's the problem over here? So what's the whole problem? Why is he possible to be a Dayan? Because he's Pogum Lekune. I mean, he's not an Eved. The descendant from this Eved is not an Eved. Is Dachsach Mir, Rabbi Kiveger, in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Nerechayim, and the Gilian, the new Rabbi Kivegers, and the Nura Bekevegers and Shulchan Aruch, Keveger HaSholem, the Eina Gilian, they bring down from Rabbi Keveger, Rabbi Keveger clears a shayla, if a Akum ve'Eved was born Bas Yisrael, if he can make a mila b'shmini, that was Chal b'Shabbos. And what is the shayla? So he brings down that from Taisvis and Yevomis, it's mashma in four places in the end of the first perik. The akum ve'eved habo al bas yisrael havlad kosher means that the vlad is a goy. He's an eved. He's not a mamzer. Havlad mamzer means that he's miyuchis to the ishe. So he has Yiddishkeit in him. And then the father was alav bal tvisis kedushin. So Memela, so this child is a mamza. The one that holds Havlat Kosher means that he's a goy, or he's an Eved. So after Geiris or after Shichur, he's kosher lovi bekol because he's not a mamza. So das achmel, this Tosfos Rit Klo learned like that. That Akim Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kosher means that he's not a mamza, he's a goyer, an eved. So Memela, that's the problem. So the problem was, because with the problem is the descendant, we're claiming a shayla, maybe this dying is the descendant of the eved. So Lachayre, let him be a descendant of an eved. Shulchan Aruch, it says he's only pogum lakuni. He can be a dying. I wouldn't take him to, there's a problem, but he's kosher to be a dying. He's not an eved. So it would seem that the Tosfos Rit, we can add on to the list of Rabbi Kevege, holds that Akim Eved Abor Bas Yisrael Avlad Kosher means he's not a mamzer, he's a goy or an eved. So Memele, so now we have a problem. So the whole mishpach is besofik. Maybe they're all avodim. So Memele. So that is why it would be possible to be a dain, unless they were mevarer that he's not from the Misupokim. Now let us see Rashi. The Bekam Mishpoche, She'ido Olav Shu'evet, Ve'evet Posel Ledin Ule'edis, Kalvachayme Me'ishe Kede'oma Be'perik HaChoyvo. Now, this Rashi is also not to push it, but the Rehita's Lashon of Rashi would seem that an Eved is posel adin, a Kal V'chomer from Isha, just like an Isha's posel adin, as an Eved about to give his posel adin. An Eved is Ein Loichayis, or Salavi Bekol, Samadach an Isha's posel, Amadach Vis an Eved is posel. Ma'alevich ken yeshne b'mile, kotn yechir, abokaponim is a whole shakla v'talye in the Gemara Nachoivul. The Gemara makes a kal v'chomer that if a isha is possible, an eved is also possible. Now there's only one shtickle problem. The Gemara in Nachoivul is speaking about edus. The Gemara is speaking about that an eved is possible edus. And that the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. Ma'adachan isha is possible edus is an eved possible edus. Now, from Rashi, it would seem that talk upon him, we have a kal v'chomer that an eved is worse than an isha. So it seems from Rashi, the eved posel ledin uleidis kal v'chomer me'isha. That means just like an isha is posel ledin uleidis, an eved is worse than an isha. So all the psulim that an isha has, an eved has also. That would seem the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi. Now I'd like to make a shtickel ha'or on this. Tosfos in Bobekame is very misupik in this Nekuda, and after Zvova Medalev, if an Isha is Posel Lodem, Tosfos seems to have a Gemara that an Isha is Kosher Lodem. Then Tosfos is a pilpul in this. So Tosfos says, how could you say an Isha is posel lodain, Dvaira was a shefet? So Memela, so we see klo that an Isha is kosher lodain. So Tosfos says, it's no raya from Dvaira. The Shema you mekablen oisa aleihem mishum shchine. That means, you could be mekabel, a dying on yourself, even though he's posel lodain. The Bali dinema mekabel, a mekabel. So Tosfos says it's not raya from Dvoira, it could be a Isha's posel odim. Now Lemay said that she functioned as a shevet because people wanted to use her for a shevet because the Shechina was Sheira Aleh. Fine. So about Kaponim, Tosfos is Mesupik. Tosfos Dachsim is Metzada that Lemay and Isha is kosher odim. Al Kaponim Dachsich me from this Rashi seems to be saying that an Isha is posel, lidin uleidis, and an Eved is a kal v'chomer me'isha. If an Isha is posel, about to give us an Eved. So the Gemara asked, if we are speaking about an iro de pegam mishpoche giloi milse ba'alma. So Rashi says, mishachosmu amai ein meiden olof. So why, after they chasmed, why can't they say eides? Maich shad neigeye be'eides ikah hoche. Why is there achshad of negeye be'eides? They have to be mevare. V'dovo ha'osei legalisu sheyivdechu achrov ad sheyivura ha'dovo. V'ein eiduson shel eilu toli bahagodoson. Ve'einon elo megalei dovo ba'alme. Now, Rashi says a mouthful over here, and it's very sosum what Rashi is saying. What is Rashi saying? Rashi says Rashi does not seem to say what Taisva said, what the Taisva's Rit says was a sofik and the Epson, and then the Milstabid Glilo Mishakri. Rashi says a whole different pshat. So I saw now Le Yosef, he brings down from the Shach, Simen Mem Vov, Sivkot and Samach Vov. That pshat in Rashi is as follows. That means, we have here a member of Rav. That Rav had said that these Dayonim, there's a Zman when they're kosher lohoit, and there's man when they're posel lohoit. When are they kosher lohoit? Before they become noigim. Achaloi chosmo. When are they posel lohoit? And they become noigim. So now the Gemara asked Akash and Rav. This whole thing is very modern. You're saying, and when they're kosher lohoit, so it means something. It's trey a trey. So what's half mekosher lohoi? The edus will not make this dying a kosher dying. So the Gemara says, you'll say it's pagam mishpoch. So the shach is mevayer azoy. That the Gemara means to ask. So that they're saying that he's an eved. That the Ma'ara are saying that he's an eved. Now, if the edim are saying he's not an Eved. So it's like a Trey, a Trey. So we're back to the same Kasha like before. And it's even worse. It's Trey, a Trey without a Chazoke. I mean, there's no, here we have to say Trey, a Trey, Sveika the Reis, or Sveika the Rabor. Here, if it's Trey, a Trey, it's an Eved. So Al Kochoch, we have to say that besides this Trey, a Trey, there's a biru that the ganze Welt says like them. Now, let's explain this. The Shach brings down Taisvis and Yevomis. We had a Taisvis and the Isha Rabbe. Taisvis and Isha Rabbe says that if two Edim said Meis Bailo, he comes back alive. And everyone says he's alive. So Taisus asks Akasha, so what is, two said he's dead. So everyone says he's alive, so Treike Meyer. So. But the Gemara seems to understand when he comes back alive, so we see Claude, the first to aid him, said alive. What do you mean? Who says he said alive? These two Edom said he's dead. He's dead. This person, he says he's the person. Everyone else says he's the person. He looks, so it's Trei Kemeya. So Taisu says, not by everything do you say Trei Kemeya. So that means if everyone seems to know that this is the mace, so there's no din of Trei Kemeya. Trei Kemeya was only said in Hilchus Edis, where the only birur adova is agodas eidus, that means it's We're saying, hey, this is what happened 10 years ago, lova, loy lova, horag, loy horag, so memele, so there, the ribui mispar of Edom will not in any way be machia, the nemonis, treikemei. But if we have over here that everyone understands that he's not an Eved, and we prove it black on white. I mean, and everyone understands this. So then there's no chash meshaker also. That means if two Edim said he was an Eved. Now, what are these two Dayonim saying? If Stamazoy is saying that he's not an Eved, so we're back to the old Kasha. So, well, they're not Neigim Beidus, they're not Nemon, it's Treyatrey. So we have to say, by Eved, we'll have to say that it's speaking about that everyone was, they were Mevarer to everyone, black and white, that this person is not an Eved. They were Mevarer, he's not an Eved. So Memelis, and now I have a Birur. I have a Biru that he's not an Eved. So just like there's no chesaron of Treya Trey, so there's no chesaron of Chash Meshaker over here. The whole psul of Chash Meshaker is only if I'm Seimach on his Edis. So Memela, so how can you rely on him? Maybe he's a Meshaker, he's a Negir to be a Meshaker. But Al Kochoch, if it's only Eidus, Afilu before the Negi, they're also not Nemo. So we have to say over here there's something more than Eidus. There's a Biru Naisav. If there's a Biru Naisav, so Memela, so what's going on that he's a Negeya? Now let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Gilui Milse Balmu Mishe Chosma Mai Emeido. Olov, maich shad neigeye be'edis ikahoche. There's no shad of a neigeye be'edis, the dovas that tzrichan ein levar. If you say they're nemon, when they're not neigim, so they're only nemon, not all say this, it's weiter trei etrei. Dovas that tzrichan ein levar. V'dover ha'osi legalis hu sheyivdeku achavat sheyivuradov. This is something you could be mevara. So ve'ein eiduson shel eilu tolui bahagodosam. This is not an edus that we're saying it's like this and we believe them. It's not like that. Ve'ein eilu megali dover ba'alma. They're just being mevara things which, so after it becomes nizbara to us, some emele, so now we see clothes that he's not an Eved. Some emele, so there's no chash negeya. So according to Rashi, that was the Mahalach and the Gemara. The Mahalach and the Gemara is that you, Rav, are telling us that the Dayonim, if they're not Noigim, they could be Marsha, the last Dayan. And if they are Noigim, they can't be Marsha. And the Gemara's asking him, of Shech, if Lemaise, it's a Psul Gazlanusa, Safula, they're not Noigim, they can't be Marsha. It's Treyetrey. And if it's a Psul Edis, that we could avoid the chesaron of Treyetrey. We're speaking about that the birur is not the way this, no. The takim mevara the dovel ain a koil. Some male said there's no chesaron of negeya. So the Gemara says, loy lamei meloch ira de gazlonusem. It's speaking about ira de gazlonusem. Bekom rohani yodinem bei do'ovat shuvem. They are saying, we know that he did shuve. So now, this is not Treyetrey, but you need an amonis of Edis. They're telling us that I hear Klol, to Edim said that he was a Gazlan. Now I have to have a Biro that he became Ois Gazlan. So if the Dayonim are not Noigim Be'edis, so the Nemon to say that he became Ois Gazlan. If they are Noigim Beidus, they don't have Nemonis. So that is Pshat, the Memra of Rav. Now let us see Taisvis. Trei Yotrei Ninu. perish bekuntres. V'chi omru loy gozal, if they said loy gozal, avol utrei utrei, v'loy miskasha bohochi. So it won't become kosher, because it's trei utrei. V'koshe, so Tosfos es, da hoche alibe der avune kaimina. This is a memra of Rav Huna. Omar Rababa, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rab. So we're going a libe de Rav Huna. The islay in Rav Huna holds by Edis Mekreshes the Zubo Bifnei Atzmo Meido, Islo Lameime Uki Gavre Aches Kose. So let us explain what Tosfos Kasha is. There's a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. By Edis Mekreshes, what is the case? That two Kat Aleph said Lova, Kat Bey said Loi Lova. So now I know that one of these two Kites are possible. So there's a Machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. What happens now with these two Kites? So Rav Huna says, Zubo Befnei Atzma Meida, Zubo Befnei Atzma Meida. That means each Kat is Becheskas Kosheleidis. That means even though I know one of the Kites are Psulim, one of the Kites said Eidis Sheker, but each Kat I shtel Becheskas Kashres. Just like there's Aloche by Shnei Shvilin, if the Shnei Shvilin, and in one Shvil there was a Kever Mutl Be'emtza HaShvil, and one person went over one Shvil, and the other person went over the other Shvil. So Memela is now the common Eskesh Ashayla Bazeach Hazeh, so each one is toy, we saw him the Cheskes Tare. One of them is Tommy, that's not my Geschäft, but each one is a Bazundere Shayla, and your Shayla, if you're kosher, if you're toy, I tell you on Chazok, you were toy till now, Mr. Tommy is still toy, Mr. Tommy didn't become Tommy from the Shvit. So Memela, so even though I know one of these two Kites are posel, about Zubo Bifnei Atzmeida, Zubo Bifnei Atzmeida, that means each Kat has its Cheskes Kashas, that's for sure. That means if one Eidav wants to team up with another Eidav of the other Kat, that's a posel Eidav, that's no shal, because one of these Eidav is Vadei posel. But al koponim zubo befnei atzmida, zubo befnei atzmida, some emele. So we see Rav Huna holds, yishtel an cheskes kashkes. Some emele, so Tosfos is asking, so over here, that you have over here two Edim said this person is a gazlan, and two other Edim said, the Dayonim said he's not a gazlan, so the Gemara said it's trei etrei, like Tosfos. So Philip's Trayatray, Shishtolan Chazoka, just like by Edis Mukresha, Shishtolan Chazoka, according to Rapun. Now, the Gdoile Achroinim, the Ktsois, Bemsen the Rosh over here in the Asuge, say a Moiradike, Lomdische Teretz and Tosfos. They say as follows. They say, by Edis Mukresha, so there's two kites. One said love, one said loy love. What is my problem? What is my problem that I'm claiming a shaila? Is this kat kosher? Is this kat kosher? What is my problem? My problem is because I know that one of these two, since they said stira de kahagodes, so I know that one of these two kites is possible. I know one of the two kites are possible. But I don't know which one is possible. So the halacha is, if you don't know if this became, did Kat Aleph become possible Behagodosoi? Did Kat Beis become possible Behagodosoi? So on each Kat, I say, Ashtel and Chazake, Mistama, you didn't become possible, you didn't become possible. Each one Ashtel and Chazake. Masha Enkein over here, by, here we have Treye Trei. That means on this, that we have two Edom saying he is apostle. Two Edom are saying he's a kosher. Two Edom say he's a gazlan, two Edom say he's not a gazlan. Now, here we have a klal trei, either sveike de reiso or sveike de rabbonon. That means we have klal by trei, you can't be mevarer a sofik of trei. With chazoke, it's either sveike de reiso, like the Taisus Rit said, that a filumina teire you don't stell on chazoke, or sveike de rabbonon. Aber kapone mit der rabbonon it's a sofik, that means a filumina teire you stell on chazoke, mit der rabbonon it's a sofik. So, my male, this is a case of trei, you can't be mevare a sofik of trei. A kaponim with the rabbonim, you can't be mevare. Even though mina teiri yishtalam chazoke. So, what is tais viskash? We have to understand tais viskash. And there's a tais visvaita baf chavovo mit beis. That mentions klal trei. If you're saying on a person, al kaponim etzveike the rabbonim. Tais alone says this. So the marsho and the marshal over there on that tais chavon beis. So what's with this tais? Their tais says trei etzveike the rabbonim. And here tais says the kasha. Why are you showing chazok and tais is still saying this mekreshes? Here's trei. That al kaponim is sofik the rabbonim. There's a beautiful marsho. So the marsho says as follows. The marsho says, what is pshat trei sveike de rabbonim? Trei sveike de rabbonim means as well. Mina teire ishtel an chazok. That's true. Mina teire ishtel an chazok. But the rabbonim said we should be machmer, and we shouldn't ishtel an chazok. That's pshat sveike de rabbonim. That means mina teire, you can pasken oistish, I love trei. If Treyel says she's an Ashes Ish, and Treyel says she's not an Ashes Ish, fine. So mina teire, you shtel on chazok, whatever she is, a cheskes pnuya, cheskes eish, whatever it is. Treyel, you shtel on chazok, so you, whatever, she was becheskes Ashes Ish, you shtel on becheskes Ashes Ish. She wasn't his garish. If she was becheskes pnuya, so mina teire, you shtel on becheskes pnuya, whatever it is. Trei min ha-teire yishtal ha-mchazok. But the Rabbonon said you can't shtal ha-mchazok. With the Rabbonon we have to, it has to have a teire sofik. So she's a sofik, ha-shasich. Zot the marsho, so what is pshat in this, with the Rabbonon you don't shtal ha-mchazok? That's called frumkeit. That means, with the Rabbonon, let's say she was becheskes pnuye. So even though mi'ikar adin, I can assume she's a pnuye and she's mutter to get married again. But with the rabbonah will say it's a suffix. With the rabbonah, she's a suffix. Is frumkeit sveike the rabbonon pas no by isurim. But when it comes to momen, by momen you can't be frum. Because you're gonna be frum af yanim's places. And one said, I'm meire de kevot. The Mishnah in Seif Get Poshet says, "Oreitze sheyachkim yasek bedinei momenis." So I once heard pshat: why, if you want to be a chochem, you should be oisek in dinei momenis. Why dafkin dinei momenis? Because if you're oisek in any other dinim, it's not muchach. You'll become a chochem. You won't know what to do, so you'll be machmer. You don't have to be a chochem. In dinei momenis, you can't be machmer because either this one is going to lose or this one is going to lose. You can't be. Machmer, so you have to be mevarer the sofik, so reitze sheyachkim, yasik bedinei momenis. So memele, so zokte marsho, so teis was held, trei sveike der rabbonon. When do you say the chumrov sveike der rabbonon, davke? When do you say the chumrov sveike der rabbonon, stelan chazok, that's davke by yisurim? But by momen you can't be machmer. So you have to shtel an chazoke. So if you shtel an chazoke, so my male said, Tais was kasha. So Tais was kasha is. So what's the problem? Why are you saying it's trei? I'm shtel an chazoke. So that means, so what did we want to emphasize was kasha? We want to emphasize was kasha that by Eidus Mekresha she can shtel an chazoke. But Zubov of Neyatsmide, Zubov Natsmide. But here, since this trei is worse, trei don't shtel an chazoke. Al kaponim sveike de rabbonon. Zut the marshot, the sveike the rabbonin is only by Yisurim, but by moment you can't say sveike the rabbon. So bin a teiri also shtal an chazok, so you shtal an chazok, let's be my tzi moment. So that's pshat in Tais Vizkash. So now we appreciate Tais Vizkash. The gdoile achoinem, Rav Shlomo Hayman and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Now we have to understand Rashi. Rashi says, But it seems a loch we are trey sveike der Rabbonon. And Lachir the Basha is 100% right. Sveike der Rabbonon pass nish by Hilchus Momen. So that we don't have to tell enough Chazoke. So Lachir the Taisus is right. What's Pshat in Rashi? So they say a beautiful teretz, and they say as follows. They say that Be'emison, Rabbi Kebeger and the Chuvis is Mavaya, what is the Shaila Treye Treye Sveike De Reise, Treye Treye Sveike De Rabon? So Rabbi Kebeger and the Chuvis says as follows. There's a sfora to say that Sveike de Reise is very good. How could you be mevarer a sofik with chazoke? That means to say, you have a pnuye, to say she was niskadish, korev lo, to say she wasn't niskadish. I'll say, what is she? Chazoke will be mevarer. She's a pnuye. She was becheskas pnuye. How could chazoke be mevarer a shayla? If you have two Adam that say she's an Ashes Ish, so Chazoke can be better than another cat. So you have another cat. So even the Chazok, the cat is saying there's one cat that's saying she's not an Ashes Ish. Chazoke is saying she's not an Ashes Ish. Chazoke isn't better than the other cat. So Memela, you can never be Mevarer a Sofik of Treye Trey. This is the biggest biru, Trey Kemei. So you have a Sofik. That's the Svara of Sveike the Arais. Or, is as far as to say, the whole din of Trei Kemeye is that Ribui Edom can't be Mevara. But if you have another Oifen HaBiru, I have a Biru of Chazoke, so Memele, then that could be Mevara. But, and then there's another Mahalach in Rabbi Kevege. There's a Mahalach in Rabbi Kevege that, Faker, you can't be Mevara. You can't be Mavara Take. By Trey Pasnish kein Biru. But there's a cloud. If I don't know what to do, what do I do? So the Torah gave me guidelines. So the Hisnagis should be the way it was till now. You don't know what to do. Loi Bashamayimi. So that's the Din Chazoke. The Din Chazoke is not a Birur in the Shaila. The Din Chazok is an anhog in the Shaila. So Memela to say she became an Ashes Ish, to say she did not become an Ashes Ish. So what should I do? So an anhog the Din is, feels it the way it was till now. Till now she was a Pnuya. So that's the anhog. She should remain a Pnuya. But it's not a Biru. It's not a Biru, it's a Din anhog. So that's the svore to say trey sveike de rabbonon, because min ha-toyre I have an hog of chazok, even though I don't have a biru of chazok. So the achreinim say a beautiful teretz on Rashi, and they say yes, to emphasize with kash. They say like this: Rashi held trey sveike de rabbonon is right. That's 100% right. That's only by Yisurim, but by mom, but when it comes to momentous, you can't say sveike. Ishtal am chazoke. But what's the chazoke? The chazoke is adin anhoge. That means I don't know what to do. So in halacha I can assume, I can be noyig the way I was noyig till now. So now, let's talk about our case. We have here a dayan. Is this dayan a gazlan or is he not a gazlan? Two Adam say he's a gazlan. Two Adam say he's not a gazlan. Is he a gazlan or is not a gazlan? I don't know. Face it. Lemaise, what's the din? And anhoge, I could be noyig the way I was noyig till now. Now, this dayan that is a kosher dayin al piyan hoge, that's a kosher dayin al piyan hoge, so he is saying that it's a kosher shtar. We need a hempel, we need three dayanim over here to say that it's a kosher shtar. So this dayin is saying it's a kosher shtar. Now, we have here a loive over here that has a cheskas moment. We have a loive that's a muzik. The loive time is the shtar's mezuyif. That was the loive's time. The loive time is the shtar's mezuyif. I never borrowed a penny. Now, he's a muzik in his moment. Just like we have a klal, ein hulchen bemomen acha roiv. Roiv is also beautiful on hoge. We meet al pi roiv. Roiv is a beautiful on hoge. But to be moitzi momen from a muzik, the bir of roiv is not enough. So the din an hoge of chazoke, that means you're telling me he's a kosher dayan. He's a two items say he's a gaz. He's a kosher dayan because an hogev, I don't know. I say can physich refriya. That's very good. You want to use them gesundheit? You can be give him shishi. You can be mechabed them for your siddur kedusha. Whatever you want. But to be mighty moment from me and hogev chazaka won't help. So memele. So if it's treye trei and an hogev chazaka won't help. Masha Einkein, by Edis Mukreshes, we have two say lovo and two say loy lovo. Over here, there it's not treye trei the way we mentioned before. There it's not treye trei. We don't have two Edim saying one way, two Edim say the other. I know Al Pi Cheshbon, where we mentioned before from the Tzais, one kat is posel. I don't know which kat is posel. So each kat is a cheskes kashres. This chazoke is a chazoke mevareres. This chazoke is mevarer take that he's a kosher kat. That means this is not only here. I don't have to say it's a only a din al teitziyenu misafik. Here the din chazoke, full of chazoke is a gzeres akosav the kedim, but the gzeres akosav is I can rightfully assume that he is kosher. I assume that he did not say the shekel. This chazok is a chazok mevareres. So therefore, zubo b'vneyatzmeida. That's right. By the next din teire, these two eidim will say that Reuven borrowed $100. Reuven will have to pay, and Reuven can't open up his mouth and say, maybe this card is possible. No, he has a cheskes kashrus. When this cheskes kashrus is a chazok mevareres, there's no treye trei over there. So if you have a chazoka mevareres, so then the halacha is that it could be mighty moment. If by us it's trei or trei, so a filu will say that din sveike the rabbonon does not apply by moment, but al kaponim the whole din chazoka is only a din chazoka of an hog al teitzienu misafik. A chazok of an hogi cannot be mitzi moment from a musik. That's what the Gdoile Achoinim want to emphasize Shitas Rashi. Okay. So that's one kash of the Tosfos here on Rashi. The Tosfos says, according to Rashi, why don't you tell this aid on chazoke? So we're saying, by trei trei you won't tell on chazoke in order to be mitzi moment. Then Taisus asks a second kasha, va'oid, the Larav Chizde, that first, so the first kasha was Taisus asked with Bekiyas, Rav Huna l'shitosai. Rav Huna is the one that says, Rav Huna is the one that says, Eidus Mekresh, Zubo b'vnei atzma me'ida, that is Shitas Rav Huna. So Rav Huna l'shitosai, you see, klor yishtel an chazoke. So me'mele, so, and you could be mighty moment with the chazoke. So why can this die and be mighty moment with his cheskes kash? So, oi, another kash. The lavchiz the da'ama bahadi sadi shakri lomali. I feel according to lavchiz. Lavchiz says, hey, this makreshes, you can't use them. You can't use them. For any edis, bahadi sadi shakri lomali. If I count this, There's a taruvis of two kites, one kites is a posel, you don't tell on chazok, about this adi shakri lomali. So memele, it could very well be the svor of hunner is, sepasnitz to stellen af chazoke, because by a suffix of taruvis, vi past chazoke. That means, pshat is like this, lechere, if the suffix would be, did you become posel? So I say, you didn't become posel. Here the suffix is, one of them is ich posel. The shaila is, which one is the posel? If the suffix is, which one is the posel? So chazoke can't be mevare the suffix. Unless you could say, I have no right to declare the shaila, which one is the posel. Because who tells you to make a kugel to put them both together? Just like by Shnei Shvilin. You don't, when this one comes to Bezen, Bezen tells them his toya. Who's the Tomei one? What's my business? I'm clearing about you. I don't declare about Yene. These are two different shailas. I'm clearing, did you become Tomei? So here I'm clearing. You said Lovo. Did you become postulatus? That's my shaila. That is my shaila. It's a little different because the whole shaila is built because of the edus of the two kites. If I don't know the two kites, I'm a male. Okay. So al koponim. So Rav Chisda said Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. So Taisa says, Afilo, according to Abchis, you don't tell on Chazok, it's moi da hoche. Da'ai gavre me meile miskashe, sherei im kat achas me eilu me ida lo da mechad shu posel. Rav Chizde de choshev li sadi shakri le hoise ne menes. Afo gavde no da makrisho. Bechosh ken heche di ke sadi da makrishi da loi mehemni. So let us explain Taisa viskashe. So Taisa asks Amir di ke kashe. Toysev says, according to Rav Chisda, that each kat is a dinner, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. So what? So each one is a suffix puzzle. Each one is a suffix puzzle. What will be the din if these Sadi Shakri, the way Rav Chisda calls them, it will say, Eidus, that this person is a Goslin. Will this person become a Goslin? So Toysev holds for Dover Poshri won't become a Goslin. And Pshat is, Psaison Allah Yosef, he explains, Al-Sain Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. That means like this. I was a Vadei Kosher. You're a Sofik Posel, you know. You're a Sofik Kosher also. I don't know, it could be. But you're a Sofik Posel. So Memele, you're a Sofik Posel. I was Vadei Kosher. And you're saying now, I'm a Gazlan. Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. I'm not a Chuyiv Tekler. If a Sofik Posel a Kat will say that I'm Posel, so Tosfos is asking Gamoira Dike Kash. You have over here two Edom are saying this third dying is a Goslem. Two Edom are saying that this third dying is not a Goslem. So now these two Kitas in your side are Sofik Posel Edom. Each Kat, according to Rav Chisda, Badi Sadi Shakri Lomli. That means after this Maise, these first two Dayonim, you want to use them for Eidus according to Rav Chisda Chas V'Shom, the Sadi Shakri. And the other two you also can use for Eidus, the Sadi Shakri. So now Taisus understood in this Din Teire Gufim, in this Din Teire, when they are saying now that this third Dayan, well, I'm claiming Gishal's this third Dayan a Gazlan or not a Gazlan, so Lemaise, these two Kittis, these are Savik Psulim. So they can't passel a third person. So according to Rav Chisda, they can't passel. So Taisu says, Samadach a Savik Psul can't passel. Avada Givis, if you'll have a Savik Psul. And also you'll have another cat that says he's a Kosh, he's a Rikem Psul. So why is he Psul? The Gemara is training him. Oid kosheleri. The komar iiru de begam mishpoche gili milse baumahu. Upeirish bekuntre. So what did Rashi say? The dovros iligolisu. She yivdu kuachi yizbare hadovo. Bezeo teime. So memele. By begam mishpoche. So Rashi says it's a gili milse. You'll be mevare. שיבדקו עד שיסברר הדובר, וזה תאימה איך יסברר הדובר, לא אילו, מכנה ובי מברר. כי מן שאלו בייס אומרים שהוא עבד, אין כל אילם יכולים להכחישון, תתראי כמאה. So on this kasha of Teisves, we mentioned the Shach says it's not true. You don't say treike meyer. If the whole oilam will say with a biru that he's not an eved, so that's like Teisves in Yevomis. So you don't say treike meyer. So therefore, Teisves slugs up Rashi's pshat. He's going to say a whole new pshat. Al kein nire ke perish rabbeinu chananel. So Taisa says, I'll tell you a whole new pshat. Al kein nire ke perish rabbeinu chananel. Dloi airi be'edis tayonim. Number one, we are not speaking about edis tayonim. Misha chosmu, at shaloi chosmu, is not speaking about the tayonim are saying edis. Elo be'edis acherim. We're speaking about others are saying edis. והוכי פירושי, אם עד שלא יחוסמו, if before the chסימה, קורו עירו על אחד מהם, that there was an עירו, is מעידם שניים מן השוק עליו. Let us say, before we get into the details of the פשט, but let us say for practical purposes, or that the two actually chosmu, so two edim come and say that this dying is a gazla. Kora irer alechad mehem is meidim shnayim in a shukolov, so two edis say edis on him. V'chayse. And he chasmes. Now, the Gemara is going to go into Pilpul, Meichetaisi, you believe the second cup, if it's, whatever it is, that's it's Treyetrey, whatever, that's the Gemara is going to go into this. But Al Kolponim, let us just explain the Shita Sarach before we go into the Pilpul of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying as follows, Atshaloi chosmu, all of a sudden, so we have here Bezdin, which, is, there was a yeshivas bezin that was in Mevara that this is a kosher ishtar. They want to make the hempik. They were, and now an iru came out that one of these dayonim is possible. So now, ba'asher husham, where we up to? Ba'asher husham, atchaloichos, what do we have over here? We have over here at the present time, we don't have a bezin. We don't have a bezin because two edim said that this third dayim is apostle dayim. Now, so we don't have a bezin. So, let's say they want a chasme. So we say, listen, what are you chasming? There's no bezin over here. This third dayim is two edim say is apostle dayim. Now, then later, two other Edom came, not the Dayonim, two other Edom came, and were Mavara, that is a kosher Adayim. He's a kosher Adayim. So historically we had, like this, we had that there was a matziv that they were only two Dayonim, this third Dayon halachically was apostle Adayim. And then later, we have a biru now from other Edim, that he's a kosher Adayim. V'choysim. So he's allowed to be choysim together with them. Dahave ke'ilu yoshvu bezden acha shehichshiruhu. So it's equivalent. Ke'ilu, there was a new yeshiva's bezin. That means, naniach. There was a matziv that this person was posel lidai. Fine. In that matziv, there wasn't a bezin. Fine. But now it became this barer that is kosher lidai. Not shalei chosmu. So Memela, let's forget past history, what happened till now. But now that the two Eidim were Machshed is dying, is the Havi Keilu Yoshvu Bezen, so now you have a new Yeshivas Bezen, Achashir Shiru. Forget about what happened before. Now he's kosher. Now you have here these Dayonim. Now we have here again three Dayonim. Vad HaMoishav. So it never became Botul the Vad HaMoishav because they have a new Vad HaMoishav. Kilu Yoshu Bez Nachesher Shiru. It's like they sat down after they were Machshim. Vloibotul Vad HaMoishav V'Choisme. So therefore, they could be chosen. But, what happens if the first two Eidim chasmed? So, and then there came out an Iro that this third dying is possible. Hispikashlishi lachtoim achekor olov Iro. So Memele, so now what do we have over here? We need Achsimis Bezdin in order to make it a hempig. And after the two Eidim Chasmid, we find out there's no Bezdin over here. This third Dayan is a Gazlan by profession. Memele is Bo Ire Ubitel Vad HaMoishav Shelo Yisai Bezdin. So now the Ira accomplished that the Vad HaMoishav became Botel. Afal Pi She'achru Kenei Idu Acherim Shehu Kosha. Even though afterwards others came and said that he's kosher. Abakivin Shebitalahu Moshe, but Lamaisa, that Moshe. There was a Moshe when they were supposed to chasme. So this chasime was done when there was ois bezn. That means the chasime wasn't nigmar when there was a bezn, because then this third dying became possible. So memele, so filu later you'll be marsher him. So now, if you want to now make a new, now you want to make a hempik, an ashra sedidain, we have to make a whole new Moshev Bezdin. Because, Bishas, if they chasmid, and then the Iro came out, so it comes out there was no Bezdin.